Welcome back. In this lesson, we're cleaning up a jungle ARP in Ableton Live 12 using only stock devices, and we're doing it in a way that actually works inside a real drum and bass arrangement. So the goal here is not just to make the ARP sound nice on its own. The goal is to make it useful. In jungle and DNB, an ARP should feel like motion, tension, and atmosphere, but it should not step on the kick, snare, sub, or the break. If it's too bright, too wide, too muddy, or too loud, it instantly starts fighting the track instead of supporting it. Let's build this like a proper DJ tool element, something that can sit in an intro, a turnaround, a build, or even a mid-drop texture without getting in the way. Start with a simple synth on a MIDI track. Operator, wavetable, or analog all work well. Keep the source focused. For this style, you want a compact musical idea, not a huge chord stack. Think minor key, small note range, and a pattern that feels hypnotic rather than flashy. A really solid starting point is something in a minor, D minor, or F minor, played in 1/16 or 1/8 notes with a few rests. Keep the notes mostly between C3 and C5. That range leaves room for the sub below and keeps the ARP out of the ultra-high fizz zone. If the phrase repeats with just a small note change every bar or two, that's even better. That kind of repetition is very jungle. It gives you movement without turning the part into a lead melody that demands too much attention. Before you even add effects, shape the sound at the source. This is one of the biggest tricks for cleaning anything in Ableton. If the raw ARP already sounds wide, sharp, or overly busy, you're going to spend the rest of the mix trying to fix a problem that started earlier. So look at the instrument envelope first. Keep the attack short, around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Use a short decay. Set sustain somewhere around 40 to 70% depending on how staccato you want it, and keep release fairly short, maybe 30 to 120 milliseconds. If the notes blur into each other, shorten the release before you start carving EQ. Fast tempos expose tail length really quickly, and if the envelope is too loose, the part will smear the groove. If you're using Ableton's Arpeggiator device, keep it simple. A rate of 1/16 or 1/8 is a great place to begin. Set gate around 50 to 75% and avoid overly chaotic styles. You want rhythm and intention, not random movement. A clean, disciplined ARP usually works better in DNB than a huge, overanimated one. Now add EQA to after the instrument. This is where the cleanup really starts. Your first job is to remove low-end clutter. In most cases, a high pass somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz is a good starting point. If the arrangement is busy, you may need to go higher. If the sound is thin already, keep it gentler. The idea is not to gut the part. The idea is to stop it from stepping into the sub lane. Next, listen for muddy buildup in the low mids. A lot of ARPs get cloudy around 250 to 500 Hz, especially if there is reverb, detune, or stacked voices involved. A small cut there can make the whole mix breathe more. If it sounds boxy or nasal, try a narrow dip around 700 Hz to 1.2 kHz. And here's a really important teacher note. Don't judge the ARP in solo for too long. Solo it briefly, make your move, then bring it back with drums and bass. If the ARP sounds a little smaller but the groove feels bigger, that's usually the good sign. In drum and bass, clarity beats size almost every time. After EQ, use gentle compression to smooth out the dynamics. Stock Ableton compression can help keep the ARP steady without making it dead. Try a ratio around 2 to 4 to 1. Keep attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transient can still speak, and set release around 50 to 150 milliseconds depending on the rhythm. If the ARP has sharp edges or digital brittleness, you can add a touch of saturator after EQ or compression. Keep it very light, maybe 1 to 3 dB of drive, and turn soft clip on if needed. This can warm up the top end and make the ARP easier to blend with a crunchy break and heavy bass. In DNB, that little bit of glue can go a long way. Now let's think about stereo. Width is useful, but it needs discipline. Keep the center reserved for the kick, snare, sub, and main bass. That means your ARP should usually live more in the mid and upper registers of the stereo field, not in the low end. Use utility to control the width. A range of about 80 to 120% is often enough. If the mix is crowded, narrower is usually better. If you want a bit more movement, you can add a very subtle chorus ensemble effect, but keep the depth modest. Do not turn the ARP into a giant wash. A moderately wide ARP often feels more expensive in DNB because the drums already bring plenty of motion and energy. Also, check mono compatibility. A fast way to do that is to temporarily narrow the width to 0% with utility and listen for what disappears. If the ARP collapses too much, it may be too dependent on stereo trickery. Keep everything below roughly 200 Hz mono or removed from the stereo image. Next, let's make the ARP breathe with the drums. This is where sidechain comes in. Put a compressor on the ARP and feed the kick or the drum bus into the sidechain input. Start with a moderate amount of gain reduction, maybe 1 to 4 dB on average, and tune the attack and release to the groove. Fast attack can help the drums punch through, while release helps the ARP recover musically. If the ARP is still colliding with the snare, don't just keep compressing harder. In many cases, it's better to automate the volume or the filter. That's where auto filter becomes really powerful. Try automating a low pass or band pass filter for breakdowns and transitions. Open the filter over 4 or 8 bars, moving from something like 1.5 kHz up to 8 or even 12 kHz if you want the part to build excitement. Keep resonance moderate, around 0.2 to 0.5, so it doesn't start whistling or sounding too synthetic. This is especially effective in jungle when you want the ARP to rise before the drop, and then back off when the break returns. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where the ARP stops being just a sound and becomes part of the track's architecture. In the intro, let it have a bit more space. Maybe the drums are filtered down, or the break is less busy, so the ARP can establish the mood. In the first 8 or 16 bars of the drop, keep the ARP more restrained so the bass and drums can dominate. Then bring it back in call and response moments, maybe after a fill, a snare roll, or a break chop. In the outro, strip it back again so it becomes a useful DJ transition layer. A really practical move is to duplicate the ARP track and create two versions. One version can be fuller, with a bit more space and width for breakdowns. The other version can be clean and tight for the drop, with less reverb, less width, and a firmer high pass. That kind of versioning is huge for DJ-friendly drum and bass, because it gives you usable sections that mix well. Bass effects are fine, but keep them controlled. Long reverb can make the ARP sound huge and solo and messy in the track. For DNB, shorter is usually better. Use reverb with a shorter decay, maybe under 2 seconds in most drop sections, and keep pre-delay around 10 to 30 milliseconds so the attack stays clear. If you use echo, keep the feedback low to moderate and filter the repeats aggressively, so they don't clutter the snare lane. Darker tails usually work better than bright splashy ones in jungle and heavier DNB. Once the ARP is sounding right, consider freezing, flattening, or resampling it to audio. This is a very practical Ableton move. It gives you more control over edits, better handling of tails, and easier arrangement work. You can trim the transients, fade the ends, reverse a small section for tension, or even slice the ARP into a drum rack if you want to re-trigger it in fills. Resampling also makes it easier to turn the ARP into a real DJ tool element. That's the kind of thing you can drop into intros, breakdowns, and transitions without worrying about endless MIDI tweaking. When you're checking the final result, always listen with drums and bass playing. Ask yourself a few simple questions. Does the ARP distract from the snare crack? Is the sub still clean and dominant? Does the break feel more exciting or just more crowded? Is the ARP adding tension without demanding all the attention? If the mix feels cloudy, lower the ARP level before you reach for more EQ. If it disappears completely, you can add a little presence around 2 to 5 kHz, but only if that space isn't already occupied by a vocal lead or the snare attack. If it sounds too sharp, back off the saturation or trim a bit in the upper mids. A couple of extra coach notes here. Think of the ARP as a support line, not the main event. In jungle and DNB, that mindset alone helps you make better decisions. Also, check the sound at club volume if you can. Things that feel smooth at low volume can turn harsh fast when they're loud, especially in the upper mids. And remember, width is a color, not a default. A slightly narrower ARP often feels more premium in this style, because the drums are already delivering plenty of stereo excitement. If you want to push this further, you can build two complementary ARP layers. One can be dry, narrow, and mid-focused. The other can be filtered, wider, and a little more delayed. Keep the second layer lower in level so it acts like a halo, not a second lead. You can also try octave jumps every couple of bars, or create a broken version with a few notes removed so the loop feels alive without being rewritten. For your practice, try making three versions of the same ARP. Make an intro version with less top end and a narrower image. Make a drop version with a tighter envelope, cleaner EQ, and controlled width. Then make a transition version with more filter movement and a slightly longer tail, but still tidy. Use the same MIDI notes for all three, then test them over a drum loop and sub. You'll hear very quickly which version serves the track best. So the big takeaway is this. A clean jungle ARP in Ableton Live 12 is mostly about control. Tight source design, careful EQ, restrained width, subtle compression, and arrangement-aware placement. If you do it right, the ARP stops being just a melody and becomes a real part of the energy of the track. Keep the ARP in a safe register. Remove low-end clutter early. Control harshness gently. Use width carefully. Automate filters and volume for movement. And always check everything in the full mix. That's how you turn a messy ARP into a proper DNB tool. Clean, functional, and ready to bring some serious motion.